Now, do you ever use the term bottoms or flats or bottomland?
Oh, yeah. Bottomland.
All right. Now, how does that differ from a swamp or a meadow?
Well, a swamp is a place that you don't ordinarily cultivate. It don't get dry enough. And the meadow is just low land right down there, and it dries up to where they can mow and raise hay on it.
All right. Now, what would you call something like a swamp along a seashore? Do you?
Well, I don't know too much about that.
All right. Do you ever use the term loam? Loam or loom for a kind of soil?
Yes, that's a certain kind of soil.
All right.
Loamy.
Yeah. What is loamy soil?
Well, here it's kind of a blue muck in place of clay bottom.
I see. Is it good? Is it good for planting?
Just for some things. Good for pasture, good for hay, but it won't raise corn and cotton, stuff like that.
I see. If you had you wanted to get the water out of a swamp or something, what would you have to do?
Blind ditch it, we call it.
Okay, what is that?
Well, just like that garden was a swamp, and cut a ditch right through there, deep enough to drain that swamp off, and then cover that ditch up to where you cultivate over it, and the water goes through under that ditch.
I see. And it's called a blind ditch because the water goes under it?
Blind ditch, and the water goes through that, and you cultivate on top of that.
Oh,
ditch.
I see. I've never heard of that. What bodies of water are around Cleveland?
Well, the Hiawatha River's lying up here, and then Candace Creek right down here, it goes plumb through Bradley County and goes into Hiawatha River. We have several small streams. There's one down there we call Runner's Branch. Creek over here, 1 mile from here, is called Harris Creek. 2 miles down here, there's a creek called Bigbridge Creek. Old creek has a name.
Yeah. What's that last one's name?
Bigbridge Creek.
And isn't there a Mouse Creek or something?
Mouse Creek is right next to Cleveland. Goes under the Cleveland Wool Mill and goes on into Hiawatha River.
I see. Then there's a Little Mouse Creek, too, isn't there? Is there a Little Mouse, too?
We have South Mouse Creek and North Mouse Creek, and they come into Hiawatha River, not direct like that, but kind of like this. And this North Mouse Creek is in McMinn County, and South Mouse Creek is in Bradley County.
I see.
And they run together, the Hiawatha River, in about a quarter of a mile of each other, the mouth of me.
I see.
I helped survey the highway, and so we hit Mouse Creek on the other side, and we had to move and back up and come back close.
When you worked, did you do surveying? Was that part of your? You said you were a foreman, but you did. Were you?
Yes, I was. Foreman, I was inspector, and then I left there and stayed 7 years in the lumber business. Then I went back to the surveying, the business, the traffic's heavy. I didn't like to work on the road doing the maintenance business.
I see. What would you call something smaller than a branch? A body of water smaller than a branch.
Creek.
A creek is bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, a creek is bigger than a branch.
How about something that's smaller than a branch?